Today we are here to celebrate the Feast of All Saints, a time in which we remember the saints who have gone before us. These are the saints of the history of the Christian Church, as well as the saints we have known in our own lives as family, friends, and mentors. We will remember them in many ways and have been remembering them in many ways over the past couple of days. We pray for them in our prayers. We will baptize children at today's service. We will renew our baptismal covenant at every chance that we can. This evening, we will remember through an All Saints Evensong service, and even before that, through a labyrinth walk. Endless ways in which we can remember the endless lives of our saints. And in the wisdom of Solomon today, we hear comforting words about those people that we love now, who are saints, but especially comforting words about those we have loved who are no longer here on this earth. The souls of the righteous are in the hand of God. In the eyes of the foolish, they seemed to have died, but they are at peace. Their hope is full of immortality. They will shine forth. They will govern nations. The faithful will abide with him in love. Grace and mercy are upon his holy ones. And today we stop to remember the saints who have gone before us, and we also claim our sainthood as baptized believers. And when I think about the people I love who are now raised from the dead to dwell with Christ, they are etched into my life in very clear ways. Through warm hugs, seats by a campfire, laughter that you can feel in your stomach, handwritten letters that I can read now as I remember them, and their stories that I can still hear them telling. Small touch points in my life that now I feel in different ways. Touch points in my life that I now feel in water, light, oil, bread, and wine. The saints are to us seen in the sacraments, seen in the outward visible signs that convey an inward and spiritual grace, that grace being taught to us in part by the saints of our lives. The wisdom of Solomon says that they will shine forth and run like sparks through the stubble, that the dead are parts of the light, tiny particles of a blaze, being one with God in the light that shines forth. Those who have gone before us, they are participants in the light, the spark and flicker in the paschal candle. They surround the gospel in its procession. They rest at the left and the right hand of the bread and the wine, the body and the blood. Our hugs and our laughter were only a foretaste of what they now feel in its fullness. And this, here for us, this is only a foretaste of our own eternal rest in God's abiding love. A flicker that is only just lit, but that will grow into a tall, reaching flame. As Christians, we believe the unfortunate truth that in order to be raised to eternal life, we must first truly die and descend into the grave. And that death is a reality that Christ faced and that Christ knows, and that we cannot escape any more than Christ could escape his own. It is a cup that no one can pass. And yet we also believe God raises us to new life, that God offers us a cup that beyond our expectations is overflowing. And our faith that carries us in joy and in despair is built on a trust. Trust that we believe will bring us to all truth, that will call us to an abiding love with God, and that will pour out upon us all grace and all mercy. I read this week a paraphrase that said, "We are made in the image of God's eternity." And we must remember that our trust in that eternity does not begin at the grave. No, our birth and our creation in the image of God's eternity begins for us at the font. It is only in the holy chaos of the waters of baptism that we will learn to tread the troubled, chaotic waters of love and despair in our lives. The troubled waters are made clear and shallow for us today as we will hold babies over it and utter calming, sweet words of comfort to these children. And it often seems odd to me to speak comforting, sweet words when we know our baptism is a participation in death. However, these are the comforting words that will bring us all comfort. These are the comforting words that will sustain us when all others fail. These are the comforting words that will speak truth to us when we are deeply beholden to our doubt. These are the comforting words that will help us rest assured when we take our final breath and enter our truest rest. The comforting words that we are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. These are the words that call us to abide in love with God, the love of God that is felt in our lives through people who love us, people who are here and people who are gone. And we are comforted not only by words, but also with the gifts of grace and mercy. And we do not believe that grace and mercy keep us going until we are raised and get something better. We do not believe that grace and mercy are withheld for us until we die and are raised. No, we believe they are the constants. Grace and mercy are our bridge into the world that we stand to one day enter. They are the essences of eternal life that we can feel even here. The ways in which we know that eternal life is present even before the grave. Grace and mercy, felt in a cross of chrism, a holy, soothing touch of oil, to mark us as the recipients of that virtue. And if I'm being truthful, I would have to say that moments in which I'm called to remember the saints before me are often hard. It can be hard to not only try to be a saint, but to also try to remember those that I love. And I find myself a bit angry at God about some of the people who are no longer here on this earth. There are plenty who have died, some this past week for me, some years ago, that I am not yet done grieving. I selfishly want them to be here with me, sitting in a pew, or calling me, sending me a text message, posting on Facebook. But whatever my selfish hope may be, the selfish hope to laugh with them one more time, to tell them the things I did not get the chance to. My greater and truer hope for them is always that those faithful loved ones would abide with God in love. The balm to my anger is found in our own Book of Common Prayer when I read in our burial liturgy that in death life is changed, not ended. Those words are similar to the words I hear in the Wisdom of Solomon, that only in the eyes of the foolish they seem to have died, and that their departure would only seem to be a disaster, and that their going from us would only seem to be a destruction. Because no, they are at peace. The souls of the righteous, they are in the hand of God. No torment will ever touch them. Their hope is full of immortality. He will shine forth. She will run like sparks through the stubble. They will abide with God in love. And they will abide with us in the water, in the light, in the oil, in the bread, and in the wine. So look into the water. Look to the light. Remember the chrism on your forehead. Taste the body and the blood. And feel within the sacrament the endless depths of your life in Christ. Amen.